The Mountain Fugitive by Max Brand. Chapter 1. Leon, Mischief Maker. I was not born upon Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, nor upon Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I presume because the blessings of those days are mixed. But I came into this world upon a Sunday. I was the only child of a butcher in the town of Mendez in Arizona. His name was Leon Porfilo, and I was given the same appellation. My mother was Irish, of County Clare. I got a shock of red in my dark hair from her and my olive skin from my father. He was not a Mexican. There had not been a cross into a Latin race for generations. My father was a cunning businessman. He had begun life as a common cowpuncher, and he had saved enough out of his monthly wages to finally buy out a butcher's business in the town of Mendez. You have never heard of Mendez. For my part, I hope that I shall never lay eyes upon it again. It lies on a great flat of burned desert, with a cool puff of mountains on the northern horizon, to which I turned my heart from my infancy. Whether in rare summer or bitter winter, heat or ice, sun or shade, give me mountains. I would not have any pleasantly rolling hills. I would have mountains that shoot the eye up to heaven one instant and drop it to hell the next. I would take my rides where the wild goats pasture and roll down my blankets at night where the sun will find me first in the whole world the next morning. But as for the desert, I cannot write the word without seeing the sun-scalded town of Mendez once more and breathing the acrid clouds of alkali dust which were forever whirling through its streets. I cannot hear the word without an ache behind my eyes as I think of stretching a glance.